You know what makes me crazy is when you take a picture, a group picture, and somebody has it on their phone. You know, they say, oh, we can take it on my phone. That's always trouble because then there's no guarantee that person won't just go ahead and post the picture. And this happened to me this past weekend where a picture was taken. And, well, one thing is theft. Yeah, that's right, because it's my likeness and they're being posted against the, my will on the page. And then secondly, I want to do some editing. I want to fix the lighting. I want to fix the definition on my face. And most importantly, I want to do the slim filter all over my body. And this is another trick I learned is that only works if you stand at the end of a group shot. So if you're taking a picture with a group of people, you got to stand in the end, because if you're in the middle and you try and slim yourself, it'll make their arms and their body look weird.
Well, and I think
you can't get away with it.
This is the issue that has been happening with you, is that people maybe not notice that you do that, but you tend to look at yourself when you look at a photo. So if you post a photo, you're looking at yourself, not necessarily at anyone else. So if you take a photo with someone and then you edit them, you edit yourself, it also edits them and you're not paying attention. And they've got like a morphed face because slimmed your face.
I try to be aware of this.
Why is my eye on my cheek?
Like this. Suddenly I'm an octopus.
So we're taking the picture on my phone.
You think that's why people want to take a picture on their phone? They notice. Is this something people have said that they notice I do?
Maybe.
Well, see, the silence tells me everything I need to know.
Maybe I should plead the fifth, but I don't know. I also think it's just, I like having the pictures on my phone, one, because I know I'll send them to everyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some other people, they just forget. They don't even send them to you. And like you said, they'll post them.
Well, that's a good point. Going forward, I need to tell everybody we're going to take the picture on my phone. Of course, my issue with that is then you have to let someone touch your phone, and that makes me crazy. I don't like to let people touch it. But
back in the day, you'd make sure I take pictures on my phone. That way, if anybody, you know, wants the pictures, they got to come to V-Dog. You know, little Vinny's got the pictures. Then they need my number to get the picture.
Understood.
Listen, all of that is well and good, but my issue is people are posting pictures where I look fat, okay? We need to stop this. I can't have it.
I mean, you can't control what someone else does with the photos on their phone.
I want it taken down.
Why don't you just not allow the tag to happen on your page?
Well, I do that too, but the picture's still out there. And the worst part is when they post, then I do want to post the picture, but they've already posted it. And if it comes up side by side in someone's feed, they can scroll and go, wait a minute, one of these doesn't look like the other.
You know how we could alleviate this?
How's that?
We could like go to the gym.
Well,
that you don't have to worry about
it. If it can't be done with an app, I don't know that I'm interested. It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince, ready, set, reporting for duty for Tuesday, October the 26th, 2021. You know what we watched last night that was great? Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart have a baking show. The two of them have contestants on. They're all making cakes. You know, it's basically like Cake Wars.
Yeah.
You know, they make
what it is.
They make these elaborate, what would you call them? Displays for Halloween.
But they're not just like a cake. The episode that we saw was like an entire walkthrough of them.
And all of it's edible.
And everything in the entire display is edible.
Say edible and I'm in.
Right. Well, Snoop Dogg, that's what you think. But they're just such a weird pair. Like that Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart are best friends.
Best friends. And they're going around judging this Halloween baking competition, and they get the guy from BuzzFeed that does the Tasty Treat page.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting to see some of the stuff they make. You know, they make spiders and cobwebs and guillotines and all this spooky stuff out of edible items,
right. Which
is kind of crazy. And then the person wins a $20,000. But the reason I bring all of this up is because I just love the idea that Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart are friends. People from different walks of life. They're at different stages of their life. I think she's, you know, significantly older than Snoop Dogg. He just turned
30 years old,
50, right? Uh-huh. And they come from different backgrounds, different places, and yet there they are, getting along great, and judging a baking competition. It just makes me feel a little bit better about the world with all the terrible news out there, especially the horrible celebrity news that happens all the time. Just makes me feel a little better about everything in the world to know that Snoop and Martha are biffles. You know what I mean?
They probably just share their rap sheet together.
Well, I wonder if that's part of it. Is Snoop did time? Martha has done time.
Right.
So maybe they're not as different as I think.
Yeah.
Wait, Martha did time?
Are you
kidding? Yeah, like two years. She did more time than Snoop's ever done.
Yeah, he was accused of a shooting, but then he was cleared. So he might have spent a couple of nights in jail until they were able to. I don't know what the deal was. But Martha spent like a year and a half in prison for.
What'd she do? Tax evasion?
Yes.
No, no, not tax evasion. For security and ethics and all. You know, when you buy stocks and you get a tip ahead of time, you know, the security exchange and all that?
Okay.
Yeah. SEC, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best part about the show, though, it is just like any other. You know, baking show as far as the cooking aspects go. The two of them, not only are they friends, they both went on the show completely unprepared. And you can absolutely tell because Snoop comes out and he's like, yo, for shizzle dizzle, what's up, my Martha Stewart? And he throws it to her and she's like, I don't know. What? Like, yeah. He has no idea what's going on.
Martha, guess what we're going to do on this here show? I don't know. What are we doing here?
It was so funny.
They said, if I show up, I get a check. What do I do? But anyway, highly recommend that. It's over on the Peacock app if you're looking for something spooky to watch for Halloween. You know what else is on there? Is a new Halloween movie. You know, Michael Myers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. With Jamie Lee Curtis.
It's like the only movies Jamie Lee Curtis makes these days is sequel 54 to Halloween. He's back. He's murdering again.
Yeah, how many times can you kill him? I mean, he's killed every single time, isn't he?
Every single time.
I think so.
Doesn't he die at the end of every single one of them again?
Yeah.
He just keeps coming back?
Yeah. It's like the ghost of Michael Myers, son of Michael Myers, dog of Michael Myers.
Like my ex, he just keeps coming back.
Just keeps coming back.
Stop it.
There's the text message again.
Enough.
Number one movie in the country right now is Dune.
Did you see it?
I did.
You like it?
Yeah, how was that?
No, I did not like it.
Oh, you did it?
There was parts of it that were decent, cool, you know, action scenes were just kind of interesting. But it just didn't make sense to me. And maybe I should have read the book or something before.
So it's just a weird, convoluted
really
kind
confusing.
Of movie? Confusing.
Yeah. Yeah, you really got to be paying attention. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, it's based on a sci-fi book, and there was a movie in the 70s, I think, or maybe it was the early 80s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was an adaptation of this as well. I remember, I don't know why I remember this, but I remember seeing this when I was a kid at the video store and thinking I might pick it up. And my father goes, you don't want to rent that. Your mother and I saw it last year when it came out or whatever. He said, it's terrible.
Your mother went to go see Dune?
I know. That's what I'm saying. I can't even begin to imagine her at a sci-fi movie in the theater.
Yeah.
I can't imagine her going out, never mind going to see a sci-fi movie in the theater. But that's the first thing I think of now that Dune is back again is how this is my parents apparently had a horrible date 40 years ago or something.
Yeah, that does not seem like their type of movie at all.
Well, he likes sci-fi. He can get on board with that sort of stuff. But I can't picture my mother even going to the movies, never mind, to go see a sci-fi movie.
Maybe that's how you were born or made.
Yeah.
You got bored in the movie.
Well, I just told you I was at the video store shortly after they saw it in the theater. So nothing you say that premise would make no sense.
You never know.
Okay. All right. That's
Let's
just
go
ridiculous.
See this sexy date night movie, Dune. Nothing like Dune to get you in the mood.
Hey, man, I went to a Horton Hears a Who movie and made out with this girl in middle school.
What's wrong with you?
Why would you bring that up? That has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Horton Hears... You mean the Dr. Seuss?
Yeah.
Kiss you on the lip and give you the slip, I will.
Yeah.
That's really troubling,
isn't it? We need to protect the trees. Anyone make out.
What is Dune about anyway? I know there's it takes place like in the desert on a planet or something, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty
he
much a desert
know.
Planet.
He just said,
he said it's convoluted. He doesn't
there's
get
no
it.
No idea right. what it's about.
I don't know. It's about some family that is royalty, I guess. Some people come in, try and take people out.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, man, so weird. Jason Momoa's part.
Oh, Jason
really
Momoa's in it?
Yeah, he's in it.
All right, I'm in.
I thought it was Oscar Isaacson.
He's
in
it
too. Yeah.
I got Aquaman in the movie. It can't be all bad.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, there's parts that are all right, but it's just it's a long movie, and there's a lot of little details you kind of got to pay attention to. Because they're talking about, like, some royal family and details from the past that have happened, and these people are coming back, and it's a lot.
Did you see the new 007?
No.
No, we still got to go see. You know what you do? Forget this. Forget that show. Forget our show. Just go on and watch Martha Stewart, Snoop Dogg.
There you go.
Talking about Halloween candy. It's going to make your day a lot happier, okay? There's nothing I can do that will make you as happy as Snoop hanging out with Martha Stewart, okay?
Yeah, my brain's much more just prepared for a Snoop Dogg show than a Dune 3-hour movie.
All right. On the way, we get your He Said.
She Said.
At 7:50. It is Halloween week, by the way, so we're talking Halloween candy. 7:29:20. It's hashtag mom.
Confessions.
And I hate to do this, but we will go back in the history of Vince's life is a story for us about a picture of him that got loose.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, gosh.
It's spooky, scary Halloween week, so there are a lot of things going on. Thank you for sending these in. We have some fun events. Some of them benefit community groups. You can always go to the Robbie and Rochelle page on the website, or get up on our DMs on Facebook and send them on in for the old CBB. Ocean Grove's Halloween is happening this Saturday from noon to 3. They'll have trick-or-treating and a complimentary photo booth for kids and pets. OceanGroveNJ.com for all the info. You know what would be fun is do one of those old-timey photo booths like they got on the boardwalk?
Yeah.
Dress your cat up like Queen Victoria or something? Black and white picture?
Good luck with that.
Cats love that sort of
thing. Oh, they love getting dressed up.
Safe Candy Trunk-or-Treat is happening tomorrow starting at 3:30 at the Michael J. Teague Park in Freehold. Participants will meet at the Volleyball Pavilion where they'll receive a loot bag and tickets for each spooktacularly decorated vehicle. Children must wear a costume because, of course, Halloween is for children. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. FTREC.com for more. And the not-so-scary Halloween laser show at the Robert J. Novins Planetarium in Tom's River is happening Friday and Saturday nights at 7 o'clock. Kid-friendly Halloween laser show featuring the Kids Bop versions of your favorite Halloween songs. We just couldn't pay the royalty rights for Bobby Boris Pickett. No, that's not true. They love the Kids Bop. They sing along to the Kids Bop. Kids love the Kids Bop.
They do.
Ocean.edu for tickets. And a reminder, we'll see you out at Jenks. 107.1 The Boss and our prize team, our cool station van, will be on the move on Saturday night for the big Halloween costume contest, Jenkinson's Point Pleasant. That all gets going at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. More, all the events at 107.1theboss.com. Just a few we thought you'd like to know this morning. It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince. I don't know how we got on this topic the other day. I think we were talking about, oh, I know. It's because you went to the pumpkin patch and bought zucchinis. And then it turned into a rude, inappropriate for work conversation that we're having.
As most of our conversations. As all of that.
And he says to me, hey, you know, this really has nothing to do with anything. But a friend of mine came up to me not that long ago. How long ago is this? When you're still in school?
Oh, yeah. This is probably a few years ago now.
All right. So it's a few years ago. And he says, I got to tell you, I have seen your business.
Yeah.
And when he said he's seen your business, it meant he'd seen a photo of you, the bottom half of you, naked. Is that right?
Yeah.
So you were dating a girl and sent her a picture of this, because I guess that's a thing. And by the way, I'm not judging, because this is apparently, I swear, now I'm a dirtball, or at least I used to be when I was a young kid like him. Mm-hmm. I never in my life have sent a nude photo of myself to anybody, not even my doctor. Okay?
Lies.
It's not lies. It's not lies.
I have a nude photo
of you. Well, we're married. It's just... And you probably took it.
I did.
Because I'm like walking out of the bathroom in a hotel and she's like, bam.
Snap.
I'm like, what is this, blackmail? I'm taking a shower. But anyway, that has nothing to do with anything. I know this is a thing that people do. They call it sexting, right? This is a thing.
Yes.
Matter of fact, it's a thing I know parents deal with trying to get their kids not to do this. So Vinny says he's going out with a girl and they did this and that is what it is. And then she sent one back and you guys broke up. You deleted it. You forgot all about it until what? What happened?
Yeah. So then he caught me in the hallway one time and he was like kind of distraught. He's like, hey man, I gotta talk to you about something.
He was distraught.
Like, what?
Distraught.
I was so confused. And he's like, hey, you know when you were talking to blah blah blah? And I was like, yeah. And I kind of knew where he was going. He's like, well, I was on her messages and I happened to see an old message from you two and I clicked on it and I saw a picture of you and I immediately knew what he's talking about.
Oh no.
But I was kind of shocked. I was like, how'd you see that picture? She didn't delete it? I deleted mine. And he's like, no, man, she had that one. And all right, so, I saw it.
Couple of questions here. So then he started dating her after you were dating her, or he just was like going through her phone like a detective?
No, I think they were talking. I don't know if they ended up dating, but
and
I
he's was going through her phone looking for blackmail.
Yeah.
Is that for blackmail?
I don't think you should go through that. That's a whole other topic, but I don't know that you should be going through another person's business like that. That's a little weird. And then secondly, was this just a picture of the bottom half of you?
I mean, it was
your face
revealing picture. So I was decently friends with him. Like, he had been over to my house before, so he knew what my room looked like.
Ah.
So
that's how he identified the member?
Yeah.
I was going to say, how would he have known that this belonged to you?
The kid was a great detective.
Now, listen, I suppose you could have argued it was in the realm of possibility that it happened to be in your room, but it was not you.
It was pretty clear. I mean, little legs. No one else here could be.
And I like, by the way, after he sees his photo, He's distraught.
Yeah.
I've seen something I can never unsee.
Did he delete the photo for you?
He did. So he's like, first of all, good for you, man. But then second of all, he's like, it's deleted, so don't worry about it. And I'm not mad. I understand.
Are they still together?
No.
Well, you said this is high school.
A weird fling thing. Yeah,
okay.
So. You know what? I think you should feel flattered by this because she clearly liked the photo and decided to keep it in her or at least didn't hate it enough to delete it right away. So that's a win.
Or she was keeping it for blackmail.
She was keeping it for blackmail.
Oh, my God, you guys. Take a look at this. It looks like a millipede.
It's not a zucchini, that's for sure.
Are you embarrassed that, you know, this was out there for the world to see?
I'm embarrassed I did it because I don't think people should really be doing that, especially at the age I was doing it.
Sure. Look at him. Look
you're
at
so
you.
Close to becoming a grown-up.
You're almost
there. I'm so proud of you.
But as far as being embarrassed about someone seeing it, heck no. Go ahead. Look all you want. Show your friends, your family, your grandma.
He is not embarrassed.
Listen, you're a big-time radio star now. Sooner or later, that sucker's going to end up in Playgirl, okay?
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait.
It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince.
Hey.
Please never do that again.
What
ever.
The fonts?
Okay.
Hey.
I will shut this microphone off, okay? Please never do that again. We went to dinner the other night, and it was eventful. Not only was the food great, we had good service. It was a nice night out. I really enjoy the people watching in these places.
Mm.
Okay, now this, Vinny, this is not going to surprise you at all. It was an Italian restaurant.
Shocker.
Nah.
Now, by the way, we met the owner, and I don't know if we've done a Google search on this yet. Maybe we can do it right now in real time and find out. The owner very nice, but he definitely, I'll put it to you this way, he looked like he could have been on The Sopranos, okay?
Kind of looked
like he would have fit in right in with the cast of The Sopranos. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, that doesn't mean anything, but he just kind of looked the part. So he shakes my hand, and I said, are you the proprietor? He says, yep, I'm the chef. And so he goes to shake my hand, but he gave me his index and middle finger. He did a two-finger handshake.
Yeah.
And I shook hands with my whole hand, and I didn't really think anything of it because, you know, people are funny right now with COVID and everything, or maybe I was thinking he's got to go back and prepare some food, so he didn't want to really shake hands. But he extended his hand and then just did the two fingers, and Rochelle goes, you think that's some sort of a code amongst made guys or something like that? Are you looking it up right now?
I am looking it up because he shook my hand.
But he gave you the full hand.
And so that was kind of weird because normally but a lot of men, when they shake a woman's hand, will try to be, you know,
a little more gentle than with another dude.
Yeah, so it's weird to me that he'd give me the whole
hand. Which is super chauvinist, by the way.
I don't like that at all.
We should all just shake hands the same way. And you shouldn't go out of your way to squeeze a man or a woman's hand. Just be a normal person, right? You know?
Yeah, I'm looking.
Anything come up?
Of course, I'm on Reddit, which is like the worst place you should ever go.
I bet you if you go on Reddit and search two-finger handshake, it probably means something really
filthy.
Well,
that's what's, I mean, people are like, they're giving you the gun, so it's the gun handshake.
What does that mean? Like he wants to kill me?
I don't know. Illuminati.
Okay.
I don't even know if I can say this.
You're going to put all kinds of ideas in my head. I don't want to even know about this.
It is a question. There's a couple people who have asked the question. I just wonder if maybe he was just not necessarily paying attention.
It was probably just a hand sanitizer kind of situation.
But then why did he shake my whole hand? Which is why I felt like that was kind of weird that you got a two-finger handshake
he's going around saying hi to everybody.
Yeah, he is.
And he's very jovial, so you're right. It was probably just an oversight. That's what I'm going to tell myself so I don't have a panic attack right here in real time.
Yeah. There's some weird.
Okay.
Yeah, don't Google this. I don't need that
the
stress in my life.
The old two-finger handshake. There were people, Vinny, there were people sitting right next to us, right next to us. One of those restaurants with, you know, small with the little tables, right? Mm-hmm. And they were just frowning the entire dinner. And I'm trying to have Rochelle notice them without saying it, because they're so close, I know they would hear me. Let me just say,
there was no 6 feet of.
I was just going to say, there are no six feet there, and that's just another reason why it probably wasn't a sanitizer thing, and I'm going to be murdered in the parking lot. But they're just frowning at each other the entire time. They go through the whole meal, barely a word is spoken, no smiles whatsoever, and I don't say they're rude, but there's just the thank you to the waitress, right?
Yeah.
So I kind of felt bad for her, and then as soon as they get up and leave, we get these two people, they look like they came from a rock concert in 1985. Guy's wearing a Billy Idol shirt and a leather jacket. And she had on tie-dye and crazy boots. She looked like
They look like they just got back from a concert is what they look like.
Rumpelstiltskin or something.
Rumpelstiltskin.
It was just a wild place.
It was, yeah, there was definitely some.
And by the way, Billy Idol follows me everywhere I go.
Yeah,
I remember I've told a story when I was a kid for, and I was never, I mean, not that there's anything wrong with Billy Idol's music, I guess, but I was never like a super fan. And my mother went out and bought me school supplies when I was a kid when he first became popular and gave me a Billy Idol Trapper Keeper. And she's like, he's just a, it's a rock star. I'm like, that's not a rock star. You're like, it looks like Elvis. I'm like, that's not Elvis.
It looks like Elvis.
That's
you're
Billy
Idol.
You're
a rock star too, Robbie.
Yeah. They're like, it's just funny. Everywhere I go, I get followed around by.
You did. And what's weird about that is
I'm haunted by Billy Idol.
We got into the car to go home and Billy Idol was on in the car on the radio. And then this morning, again, when we were driving to work, I'm like, how is this possible? Like, there were on different
stations. He's alive, isn't he?
Billy Idol?
Yeah.
Yes, he's alive.
So I guess I can't be, I'm not haunted by Billy Idol. It's just a coincidence is what it is.
Maybe you're supposed to be a bigger fan than you actually are. And he's like,
this is some sort of
a
sign.
Subconsciously trying to get at you that way.
Hey, listen, you become a fan or we're going to kill you. I'll give you the old two-finger handshake. You understand? It's going to be hard to top yesterday's. Matter of fact, how about we play it again? That was
okay.
So good, I feel like I want to play it again. We were, this is a rare video confession we get with the hashtag mom, M-O-M mom.
Confessions.
At our socials, we share these every morning, 720, 920.
They're not in the car. Huh? I'm driving to school without my kids.
Oh, no.
I'm taking the kids to school and I don't even have them in the car. I have to go back and pick them up. I can't believe it. I left my kids at home.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I'm such an idiot. I was half asleep this morning.
You got a great laugh.
Where are my kids?
It'll be hard to top that one, but we do have a few more today.
Christina Russell said, I've been searching for my four-year-old's dog who was lost somewhere in the house. Her imaginary dog. We still haven't found him. Well, she's crying.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Shelly MacDaddy said, walked in on my 10-year-old sneaking candy, and when I asked her what she's doing, she looked me dead in the eye and said, practicing.
I found Rochelle sneaking candy just the other day in the house.
I'm always practicing.
Snuck right up on her and caught her red-handed.
Lindsay Morrison 15 said, I'm not saying my husband and I are scared of our teen daughter, but we just played rock, paper, scissors to see who has to wake her up today.
Wow, that's a sad point you've come to.
Yeah. Also, I understand. We have a daughter. I get it.
Might be time to call the super nanny. Use that hashtag mom.
Confession.
On our socials, we search it every single day and we share them right here, 720-920. A friendly reminder, you catch up on the podcast anytime, streaming on our page, right on the website, or just search Robbie and Rochelle wherever you like your podcast. It should come right up for you. All right, a couple things trending this morning we thought you'd like to know. There's a YouTuber who has done a parody of the plot of every haunted house movie. You know, oh, there's a noise in the basement. Let me open the door.
Right.
That kind of thing. It's pretty funny.
Welcome to your new home, Mr. Bad Husband.
Well, Laura, what do you think? It's the perfect place for me to quit drinking, finish my novel, and really come to terms with that deer we hit on the way over.
Yeah. I don't know what movie that was, but yeah, I know where they're going with that.
Sure.
Well, here's the stuff nightmares are made of. Police in Toronto are claiming that a drug deal gone bad ended in a machete-wielding clown dragging a man out of a business before riding off on a bicycle. Now, the clown didn't get too far. He was tackled by police.
On his bike?
On his bike.
Beep, beep.
Dragging this guy behind him.
Oh, my gosh.
And the worst part is we have found a number of clips. This is not the first time a machete-wielding clown has been in the news.
What?
Police in Canada have arrested a machete-wielding bike-riding clown.
Aretha Cardinal and her husband, Joseph Nelson, say they are blessed to be home today safe and uninjured after these two men tried to rob them with a machete while wearing clown masks.
A one-armed clown wielding a machete was arrested after terrorizing a town in Maine.
These are all real.
What?
Apparently this is a thing.
This is my actual nightmare.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh my gosh. Also, why is there a one-armed guy carrying a machete? How is he riding a bike?
Well, that's what happened to the other arm. You're not going to leave the house without that machete again. Now, we were talking earlier about Snoop Dogg. He's got that new Halloween baking special with Martha Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
And he called his friend Dr. Dre, who just went through a divorce, went through some serious health problems, and left a message that is now going viral.
Do what you do best. Take that hurt, that anger, and that pain. Make magic. make something beautiful out of it.
Man, Snoop Dogg is just like a gift from above, isn't he? I got to tell you, I'm a little obsessed with Snoop Dogg.
What's funny is that's true. You do have this weird obsession with Snoop Dogg.
What a fantastic human being. I just love the guy.
He really does seem like he's just kind of like a grandpa.
I kind of feel as though we're friends because I did meet him for a minute and a half on an elevator once in New York.
That definitely makes you friends.
Years ago.
I'm a rule breaker. I'm a rattle chicka snaker.
Well, bad news for Rod Stewart. I had read this story and I had heard that it, or I thought I'd read that it was settled out of court, but apparently not the case. Rod and his son are standing trial on charges that they beat up a security guard at a New Year's Eve party. This is 2018 to 2019. Again, I thought this thing was all settled. But you think to yourself, Rod Stewart, the Do You Think I'm Sexy guy? Beat a guy up?
Also, with his son?
With his son.
What kind of bonding moment is this? What are we doing?
I feel like the younger Stewart must have been doing the beating up.
Probably.
I don't know that Rod with his leather pants and diamond-studded boots was doing any beating up of anybody. But Rochelle was a little upset about this. Mentioned this to me yesterday. Paris Hilton getting married, and we got a look at her wedding registry.
That's hot.
Over $60,000 worth of merchandise on it, including a $500 Hermes platter, $1,000 crystal caviar server with spoon, $4,800 Baccarat vase, and a $355 crystal wine glass, some of the asks.
Absolutely ridiculous. No, not some of the asks. I actually found her registry because I'm a crazy weirdo.
Why there's not asks? What do you mean?
Well, because she got them all already.
She's already gotten all of these. These are things people have selected.
People already purchased and received these once it kind of was made public. Her registry was made public. I don't know if she had a shower or if private people sent her these gifts, but she's received almost everything. She had like a $3,000 8x10 picture frame on there.
So wait a minute.
Why?
So because this became public, just anybody can go in there and buy her a wedding gift if they want to?
And it just gets sent to her house.
Hey, Paris, here's a Black & Decker toaster. You're welcome. Enjoy some Pop-Tarts on me. Based on searches on Google, our favorite decade is now the 1990s. Mm. For the first time, officially trendier than the 80s, searches for things 90s are up 31% since the beginning of 2021.
Well, look at the fashion now. It's all 90s stuff. If you go out anywhere, that's all you can see are the big parachute pants and the crop tops and the choker necklaces, that even those little headbands with the weird little claws are coming back.
Before you know it, Alanis Morissette's going to be dating Uncle Joey again.
Oh, mercy.
Well, here's some scary news. An alcohol shortage is possible just in time for the holidays. It has to do with the supply chain issues we've been hearing about food and microchips for cars and all kinds of things. There have been backlogs in two ports in California where much of the world's alcohol is transported to the U.S. Only about 40% of the usual amount of shipping containers have been able to get through.
No!
Better start learning how to make the moonshine in the bathtub, baby.
Oh, my goodness. I'll be stomping on grapes like I Love Lucy. This is unacceptable. Well, thinking of doing some overseas travel again? If you head to Hong Kong, once you get there, there's a bus company that does one of those bus tours of the city.
Yeah.
You know, the big red double-decker buses. Right. They drive you around the city, show you all the places. Well, this tour is specially designed to help put you to sleep.
What?
It's for people who find it easy to fall asleep in a car. They call it the Food Coma Tour of Hong Kong. It begins at a restaurant, then they drive around the city until you fall asleep, because there's nothing more fun than falling asleep in a strange city on a bus with other people.
Right, why am I going to pay to go on a sightseeing tour just to fall asleep? That doesn't make any sense.
Remember that whole thing about how all haunted house movies start out?
Yeah.
This is how all Taken movies start. Then you got to call in Liam Neeson to come find you.
I have a special set of skills. I find sleepy people and rescue them.
Well, we don't have their names, but two 19-year-old friends from Tennessee hit the lottery in that state. They won just over $3 million. Apparently, they were on the way to work and heard it on the radio that they had the winning lottery ticket. Now, one of them didn't pitch in as much as the other, but they have agreed to split the $3 million 50-50.
My bet is they didn't make it to work that day.
Get off my plane.
Just wait till Dad hears about this.
Yeah.
I never liked your friend. You're not giving him a dime. 35 of the 50 states have transitioned to 10-digit dialing as of this weekend. That means for local calls, whether you're on a cell phone, a landline, whatever, you're going to dial the 1 area code and then the phone number.
Yeah.
Or, bear with me here, you could just text.
Or you could just text.
You could just send a text message, and I believe you'd be just fine.
Please just text me. Do not call me unless it's an emergency. I don't want to talk to you.
All right, Les, I got to mention this. You're going to like this. There's a guy out in Pittsburgh. His name is Rick Venezi. He has started a nonprofit called Kitties Found Home.
Oh.
He finds homes for adoptable kittens, and when he can't find a home, he takes them in until he can. He currently has 57 cats and one dog, a Pomeranian named Max. Well, I'm going to go ahead and guess rules the roost.
Probably.
World famous celebrity birthday file today. John Hader. You remember him from Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, yeah.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
He's 44 today. Seth MacFarlane, the guy behind, well, Family Guy.
Everything, yeah.
He's 48 today.
Ew!
Keith Urban, Natalie Merchant. There's a blast from the 90s, speaking of 90s trends. Tom's Mrs. Rita Wilson. That's Tom Hanks's Mrs. Well, I say Tom, you know who I mean.
She has her own career. She doesn't need to be attached to Tom Hanks.
Pat Sajak from Wheel of Fortune, 75 today. Today is National Pumpkin Day.
Aw.
Kind of looks like that ball Wilson that Tom Hanks had in that movie. Big old pumpkin.
Kinda that looks would like be a good pumpkin design. That's easy. You just write Wilson on the top of it and call it good.
Kind
of
looks like a soccer ball.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, animals of all ages, it's Halloween week here with Robbie and Rochelle on your He Said.
She Said.
Today we're turkin'. Today we're turkin'.
Turkin'.
Today
turkin.
We're... Oh, hey, how's about that today? On CBC Radio.
We're talking.
We're talking about Halloween candy.
Ooh.
Hang on a second. We play a song from Burton Cummings and the Guess Who, a big Canadian artist.
How about that?
I could have gone with Celine Dion, but that really... Or Shania, or Justin Bieber.
Or like a lot of other ones.
And I went with the Guess Who. It tells you everything you need to know about me, doesn't
yes.
it? Yes. We're talking about... Why did I turn into Rick Moranis? Like, what happened there?
What's happening?
That's what we're talking about here.
Who put that?
Ooh, we have buffalo. There's big buffaloes on the loose. In the meantime, I'll have a bagel with some bacon and watch some hockey.
Tim Hortons?
Yeah. You know who loves this blanket? Whoa, what is going
what
on?
What is happening?
I can't get anything out here. But we're live, so I can't do a redo.
Yeah.
Talking about the worst Halloween candy.
Oh.
Matter of fact, you know what this is? This is what it sounds like when you get some of these... You know, caramel-filled chocolate treats stuck in your teeth. It's like, chocolate, you know what I'm saying? What's the worst Halloween candy? I know what you're going to say.
What?
Because it happens to be one of my favorites, Smarties.
Listen, Smarties are fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
They taste like Tums.
They don't
fine.
Taste like Tums.
They're really not. I wouldn't say that. I'm very opinionated when it comes to candy because I love candy.
You
I
don't
really
love candy. You like chocolate.
No, see, some of my least favorite Halloween candy would be chocolate. I don't like Whoppers. Those are gross. They're like a malt in a hard, gross.
They're fine.
I don't like Heath bars. That's chocolate. They hurt my teeth. Anything homemade, like, don't do that. Don't give me, like, a popcorn ball or your weird,
is
like,
that considered candy? It's a popcorn ball.
Well,
it's not
whatever.
Candy.
They put M&Ms in. I remember, like, 2 years ago, Lola got a cake pop.
Uh-huh.
You know, that a homemade. I'm not going to let my kid eat a cake pop from your. I don't know you.
Like, how do you feel when they give you, like, school supplies? You know, like.
Don't
like,
put pencils.
Here's a pack of pencils. Here's a toothbrush. I have seen that. I remember a friend of mine got a toothbrush.
No.
And the lady said, this is because after eating all that candy, you need to brush those
don't
teeth.
Don't do that. Don't
how
put
terrible.
The pennies in the bag. Like, you're just weighing down my bag for no reason. I don't want your dirty pennies.
Now, the joke is always that these are the people that forget to buy Halloween candy. No.
Just turn the light off then.
Well sure. But I think these people are Karens. They have a purpose. They don't want to give you candy. They're like, if we're going to trick-or-treat, you're getting number two pencils.
Here's your eraser.
If you missed it, or maybe you did hear it and you can recall, a few moments ago, I inexplicably turned into a Canadian broadcaster. That was very strange. We're talking here on Halloween week about the candy you like the least, the worst Halloween candy in your estimation.
Derek said wax Coke bottles.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah. I guess they still make them. You probably stop at one of the little sweet shops, fudge shops. They got them, right?
Were you supposed to eat the outside of those? I can't remember if you, because I remember you would like bite off the top and then there was like the goo inside that
this
tasted
like me
like,
when I eat edamame. I just eat the whole thing.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to eat. I can't remember if you're supposed to actually eat the whole bottle.
You know what's similar and also kind of nasty, in my opinion, is the candy cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. Those
they probably
weird.
Don't sell those anymore.
Probably not.
But they did when I was a kid. I always thought those were gross.
Those, you know what? There was a penny candy store by my house that had ones that were wrapped up. They were the candy cigarettes, and then they actually put powder in the inside so you could puff smoke out. Like, how awful is that?
Isn't that fun?
It's like a four-year-old puffing a cigarette.
Yeah, we'll get you a cap gun. We'll teach you all the things you need to know about the world.
Michelle said circus peanuts, now and laters, and hot tamales.
I have mixed opinions on the circus peanuts.
I don't like them.
They're good with coffee.
Ew, no.
Yeah, they melt in the coffee a little bit.
I think you should just pack your boxes with them and call it good. They're gross.
Well, I feel like you'd have ants if you did that. It's a candy.
And Tiffany said black licorice or anything with peanuts in it because I'm allergic.
Well, okay. Let's go to line number two.
Candy corn.
Yeah.
It's just weird and it tastes like crayon. Yeah. It's boring.
I don't know. Boring would be the way I describe it. They're just
gross.
Yeah, candy corn.
It does taste like crayon. She's right. Like it's
the Halloween equivalent of bringing a fruitcake to a Christmas party.
Absolutely.
Nobody wants your candy corn.
Don't
just
do it.
Buy a bottle of wine at the convenience store. I mean, CVS has got like $3 bottles of red wine. Just bring that to the party. You know, unless they're children.
Aren't you the one that's always preaching that Halloween's for kids? What are you talking about?
Line three.
The worst Halloween candy ever is those little NECA wafers. They're like chalk.
Oh, yeah.
Who likes that? You could ride on the sidewalk with it. They're so bad. I don't know anyone who likes them, but who buys them to give those out unless they're like going like, ha ha ha, kid, you're going to hate this. Who likes those? They're not even sweet.
I got to be honest. I like NECA wafers better than Smarties. At least they're a little minty. They give you a little bit of a better breath. No?
I think if that's what you're eating, that's the least of your concerns, okay?
It's true.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Well, it's spooky, scary Halloween week here on your He Said,
She Said.
And we're talking about the Halloween candy you like the least, the worst Halloween candy in your opinion.
Jim said dots.
Dippin' Dots?
He just says dots. I think those are those like the gummy, they're kind of like.
Those ones that are stuck to like a roll of paper?
No.
They kind of look like
a
receipt.
No, those are the buttons. The dots are kind of like the ones that you get at your grandma's house in the glass jar, but they don't have the sugar on top of them. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay, well, I'll show you later.
Okay.
Lindsay said Bitto honey or Raisinets.
I wish people would prepare me for these things. I got to look up the dots.
You've never seen a dot? They come in like a yellow box. And again, they look like the gumdrops, but they don't have the sugar coating.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're just kind of, yeah.
Yeah, they kind of look like gumdrops. Yeah,
that's
I have
just
seen
said. That. They're like gumdrops without the sugar on top.
Well, I wanted to see it for myself. They look a little bit like those Gushers. You remember those?
Gushers are good, though. Those things are awesome.
Yeah, they're kind of fun.
Brandon said Werther's Originals. I like Werther's.
You got a sore throat. They're not that bad.
A sore throat? They're not a cough drop.
That's something
mean?
Else that people sometimes will give out is like Ricola.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Or the Littlemans. Remember those, the cherry yes. ones? You get the boxes.
They're I like lemon candy. Cough drops, but the cherry ones are, ooh.
Ugh, gross.
Not too great.
Worst candy that I got when I was a kid,
yeah.
And I was so disappointed, were Smarties.
No!
Get so many of them.
Yes!
All these little rolls of this chalk. It's like flavored chalk.
Yes!
It's not like flavored
yes,
chalk.
Yes, it is!
That's a bunch of baloney.
They still exist. I don't know why.
Well, I like them. Those might be one of my favorite candies because they're light, they're easy to eat. You know, they don't have any of the goo inside them or anything like
okay.
that.
Exactly. Yeah, they're the ones that are like months later, they're still in your Halloween bag.
Whatever. That's ridiculous. Just send them to me. All right, one more call.
The worst Halloween candy.
Yeah.
Those dumb little jawbreakers that come like three in a package. There's like, they're tiny.
Yeah.
They come like three. You get them in that bag of like a million different kinds of candy. And they're those jawbreakers because you can't just eat it and then go... And then get to the next piece. You got to like hang out with the jawbreaker for a while.
It's like tooth murderer. Why would you want to eat something called a jawbreaker?
I think those are gobstoppers, right? Isn't that what those are called? Gobstoppers?
This is why you want to stick with the Smarties. They're easy. They're sweet, but they're not too sweet. They don't have anything in them.
Why don't you just stick with like the Snicker bar or the Kit Kat? Everybody likes a Snicker bar or a Kit Kat.
You know what I'm going to have on Halloween? A dish of lasagna. That's what I'm going to have. Not participating in any of this silliness. All right, we'll keep that going on Facebook. Worst Halloween candy. That's your He Said.
She Said.